And on Art in the Air Spotlight, we have Nicole Parker. She's the treasurer for the Portage Recovery Association, the PRA, and she's going to talk about an art show fundraiser that they're going to have. She's a volunteer for the organization. Nicole, welcome to our spotlight.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your fundraising by using art, and what's its purpose, and how does that all work?
What we're hosting is a fundraiser. It's an art show fundraiser, and so we held one last year in February. It was actually February 2019, and it was such a success that we wanted to host another event. So we have people that donate anything artistic, from painting to woodwork to anything, and jewelry, homemade jewelry, anything. And we had a silent auction, and people will bid on the items that they would like to purchase. We also have a coffee bar. So in my mind, with art shows, that they have like a wine bar, so we actually have a coffee bar instead. And so we'll have like hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and anything with like little finger foods. And it's a great event. It's on August 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. And our hope is that we can include our community members, because our goal is to host an event quarterly where community members can get to know us and see what the Portage Recovery Association is.
You're looking for donations, so tell us a little about the process of that for artists.
Yes, they can contact myself at 219-364-6138. Or drop off items at our organization. So what we're looking for is people to contribute anything that they like that's creative. And then also, we would love for them to attend our show and to bring a friend and so they can bid on the item. And our hope is to be able to fill the entire room like we did at the last event. I sent you some pictures and a link to our event on Facebook.
How are you addressing the virus in this environment?
We have hand sanitizer at the door. We have our everything positioned to where people can sit far away. Well, you know, that's actually a good thing to think about, because the last time we had the event, we did not have coronavirus. But normally before and after each gathering that we have bleach water. We wipe down all the tables, everything. We only have one person that's allowed to serve coffee if people choose to have coffee. We actually had shut down our coffee station when Corona first started. And so masks are strongly encouraged, and that is something that I'll definitely have to coordinate to make sure that that we can provide that social distancing. So,
what kind of art are you looking for? Are you looking for anything specific, and how many pieces?
And is there a price range usually?
Well, what we're looking for are paintings, homemade jewelry, glasswork, anything that's creative, anything crafty. Really, we want it to connect with anybody local that has something creative to donate. And then with a silent auction, they'll just bid on the items. And so then whatever we sell, honestly, the last time we had our fundraiser, I think the highest bid that we had was like $45 on an item. So,
yeah.
But we had sold a lot of items. We accept cash, check, or cards. We have card readers. So then that way we even accept Venmo and Cash App. So, our goal is to be able to fundraise as much as possible. And that will allow for us to continue to keep the lights on for our organization, to provide a place for people with addictions to find the help that they seek. We'd like to be able to connect with especially newer people in recovery as well, that can express themselves through their artwork.
Sounds wonderful.
Do you have people that are in recovery that also maybe use art as a method of recovery?
A lot of people. Yes, we have a lot of people. Like I have a friend, she's paints and she actually makes jewelry. And then another girlfriend of mine, very creative with like needlepoint. And so a lot of people are creative in their own ways. My creativity is more about fundraisers. I'm very artistic. I can make stick figures. But we just want people to express their love through their creativity.
Way to heal.
How long has the Recovery Association been around?
Since 1993. So we have 26 self-help groups that meet, 12-step groups that meet. And then we provide events, like we have an anniversary party, we celebrate. a lot of everyone's recovery birthdays. Like mine was last month. I just celebrated 20 years of recovery. And so we just want to provide a place where people can have fun, that's safe and sober, and where they can find the help that they seek.
Give us the information once again, contact information and where it's at and the dates.
Sure. So it's August 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. It's on a Saturday. Our address is 5965 McCaslin Avenue in Portage. We're located one block south of the toll road exit off of Willow Creek. Our phone number is 219-364-6138. And we also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Portage Recovery. And my name is Nicole Parker, and everything comes to my phone so I can get back to you immediately.
And thanks, Nicole Parker, for being on Art of the Air Spotlight with the Portage Recovery Association and their art show, which is on Saturday, August 8th, and they're still dropping off things on August 6th. And thanks again for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.